And good morning. Welcome to the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. I'm today's host, Chris Bessler. And we have an informative and, dare I say, fun show for you today.
Maybe.
Definitely.
You won't let me swear, so I don't know.
Well, I know. There goes half of your fun right there. We have Kate McAllister here in the studio with us, as well as Valerie Moore. Say hi, Valerie.
Hello. Hi, Valerie.
Kate and Valerie are two of the big, well, we have the queen here of the Follies.
Right.
And Valerie, you're the director.
Yes.
Yeah. And the Follies are coming up on March 6th and 7th. And we're going to talk about the Follies, some history of the show.
Right.
If you don't know about it, folks, the Follies is a variety show that's rated R for risky and
risky, ridiculous, and risque.
And yeah. Risque, yes. We're going to have some fun talking about that. And it's also a big fundraiser for the Angels Over Sandpoint, who does so much good work here in the community. And we're going to come back and talk about that as well. But first, we got a few things to go through happening in town, starting with the weather. And it's kind of more of the same. We're going to see a high of 43 degrees today. It is beautiful and sunny out there right now. I think it's just a little bit above freezing at the moment. However, going to get up to 43. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high of 41 degrees. A low tonight of 29 degrees. Going into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're seeing a chance of rain and snow, highs in the higher 30s. And Sunday, they're calling for some snow, although the high there is still only 38 degrees. So kind of not quite a winter that we've been having is going to continue. And what's kind of a unfortunate news up on Schweitzer, they don't have any new snow overnight. However, they did have a couple inches a couple nights ago, so it's a little bit. It's something. We'll take that. And also going on out there, I'm happy to report that we've gained 22 minutes of daylight in the last week. As we're days are getting longer, we're approaching the spring equinox. There's a lot of stuff going on around town this week, a ton of stuff, because kicking off Friday is the Winter Carnival, and Kate will remember this as being an organizer of it for so many years, as her role as the chamber director. It's the Parade of Lights starts at 5:30 through downtown. They have a king and queen this year.
What?
Yes,
they do.
They have royalty.
Are you the king? God.
No. I'm not even a prince. Come on.
Oh, come on.
I think the king and queen are going to be in the parade. Following the parade, there's a block party, they're going to close the street in front of between the town square and Ponderay Winery. And I think they're going to have bonfires like we did back in the good old days.
Yeah, nice.
And there's going to definitely be some performance. I think there's fire dancing and maybe belly dancing and some other things happening in the street. There's also a bunch of parties happening around it. Connie's and the 219 and Sunshine on Cedar. So all kinds of stuff happening on Friday. And also there's going to be a Fleetwood Mac tribute band called Paper Flowers. They're going to be playing at the Hive. Have you been to any of those?
They are amazing.
Yeah, I've heard they're really good.
And the Hive is a perfect venue.
Yeah, and they're going to play both the Friday and then again on Saturday. They're going to have a concert there as well. Saturday is Valentine's Day. There's all kinds of specials going on around town. Schweitzer's got a bunch of stuff happening. And then Sunday, this is President's Day weekend, and Schweitzer is going to have its Let It Glow parade and fireworks, which is kind of a really cool thing.
That's really fun.
Yeah, you don't have to be a skier to do that.
No.
You can go up there and take it in because it's fun to watch the torchlight parade come down the mountain, and they kick off some fireworks. There's music. There's
really
a lot of other stuff going on. I've just kind of, that's the tip of the iceberg there. You can see more if you go to KRFY.org and click on our community calendars. But even better for the Winter Carnival, there's a website, sandpointwintercarnival.com, and it lists all of the carnival adjacent events that are happening not just this weekend, but continuing on through to next weekend when there's also a bunch of big things happening, including the K9 Keg Pull, which is kind of the concluding event. That's next Sunday.
That is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, not only is it fun and kind of heartwarming to see these dogs and their owners run down the little snowy path there, but it's a big fundraiser for the Animal Alliance.
Yeah. Yeah. It is so great.
So that is what's happening around town. And with that, we're going to jump right into today's topic. Again, we're talking with Kate McAllister and Valerie Moore, who are putting on the Follies this year with a ton of help. and it is a fundraiser for Angels Over Sandpoint.
Uh-huh.
And Kate, you're known as, well, you wear a lot of green.
Right, right. Uh-huh. Yeah,
you're known as the Queen of Ireland.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit, well, you're on stage. You're the master of ceremonies, mistress of ceremonies.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
And the Follies, again, it's a variety show. There's a ton of hilarious skits.
Yes.
It is, however, and we got to always say this because some people always go and they always get offended.
Yes.
It is not for somebody that can get offended by sexual jokes or politically incorrect statements or politically correct statements.
Right.
Because it goes both ways nowadays.
Yeah. That's right.
And almost every skit is goring somebody's ox.
Right.
First of all, I'll tell you what, let's back up. Before we talk about your role, let's talk about the history of the Follies.
Perfect.
Where did the Follies come from? Because they've been happening for
22 years.
22 years.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, the Angels itself started in 1997, and then I came on in 2000 for it to be an Angel Over Sandpoint. I've been one ever since. And then 2004, everybody knows my wonderful pal, Velma Queen of Fun, and Deb McShane put together what was called the Big Boy Ballet. And that in year three morphed, which I came in, that's when I came in, morphed into more of a variety show. And that's as we see it today. And then I had lived in Sandpoint since 96 and thought, well, I really want to get involved in something fun. And so I heard it on the radio and I went and auditioned. And then I knew Velma. And she said, you just can't be Kate McAllister. You got to be something else. And I'm like, well, what am I going to be? And then she said, well, I'm Queen of Fun. And I said, oh, can I be the Queen of Ireland? And she said, yeah. And so that's how the Queen of Ireland was born. And, you know, she just was an ornery little broad that says what's on her mind and loves to make people laugh. And so then we started. And then 15 years ago, Gail stepped away, and so did Deb McShane, and I didn't want it to leave because that's where my ego lives, is on that stage. And so I stepped up and started taking over the production of it, have a amazing team, and it is for the Angels to raise money, and, you know, I'm very happy to do it every year. And as for, you know, people saying it's so naughty, you have to be 21 or older to go. And the reality is even during rehearsal, no one under 21 can be in the auditorium. No one. So we make that quite clear. But truly, the acts are from Saturday Night Live. They're from things that you're familiar with. We do not have upside-down crosses, nor do we have sex on the stage. And if we did, I have missed it all of these years.
Well, I haven't seen it.
Right.
There is a lot of sexual innuendo.
Oh, there is innuendo. Yeah. Absolutely, there
is. It's in your window, not in your face.
Okay. Yes, it's in your window.
In your window.
Okay.
Right, right, right. But people, the talent, though, is crazy. I mean, they just come out of the woodwork. You know, it's so fun to put it all together. And, you know, it really is a live show because nobody rehearses together until dress rehearsal night. That's the first time we're all together. And then, then it goes up on Friday and Saturday. And so it's a fresh show every night. And yeah, it's just a lot of fun.
It's actually kind of a cultural institution here.
Right.
In its own funny way.
It is.
And it's, I can remember when it was just one night. And then it had to expand to two because it was sold out that one night quickly. And it's also a likely sellout. So I'm going to throw this out a couple of times. If you want to go to the Follies this year, you want to check it out for the first time, or you know what it's all about, you should go get a ticket pretty soon.
Yes.
And you can do that by going to panada.org and going to the events and going down to March 6th and March 7th. So it's interesting that it kind of grew as a out of the Big Boy Ballet, mm-hmm. which was only like 1 year, 2 years.
Yeah. Well, kind of one year, but they tried to make it 2 years, and then they changed it up the third year.
Yeah. And so that was kind of hilarious because that was mostly male, I think.
Yeah.
They had these big dudes that were wearing tutus on the stage and doing funny stuff. And
to raise money for the Angels. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so where does it come from? Where's all the, because the skits are pretty hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
And you mentioned some of them are modeled on Sandpoint Online, but all right, Sandpoint, excuse me. Saturday Night Live.
Right.
Some of them are totally original.
Oh, oh yeah. People get the bug, and it's like, oh, I have one for the Follies. But I will tell you, we do have a line, because there were a couple acts that auditioned a number of years ago, and we were like, no, that's too much.
That's too far over.
Right, and we really try. I know it sounds silly, especially in these days, but we really try to stay away from politics. I mean, there is one act, Whip Flirds, that he just can't help himself, but you really don't understand it, so it's okay. But we really, it's March.
That's
the Hill.
Board name.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's March, and especially this year, the Hill doesn't have a lot of snow, and it's not spring yet, so it's the time I call the Shacky Wackies. Mm-hmm. And so it's like people just want to dress up in a costume and come and just have a really good and laugh. That's the whole point of it. It's let's just laugh together and have fun and poke fun at each other.
Yeah. And there is our audience participation, as you mentioned.
Oh,
people there can
come
be
in some outlandish costumes.
Oh my gosh.
There's a lot of beads.
Yes. Well, what's funny is it used to be connected to Mardi Gras, so it would change. It would change what weekend it was on. And then when I got a hold of it, I said, that's just too hard for people to remember. So let's make it the first weekend in March, and that way people will know when it is. And I tell people, you may think it's funny that, I'm not going to wear a costume. But if you don't wear a costume, you're going to feel like a fool because everybody's in costume. Yeah.
But just so you know, you don't really have to wear a
costume. No, you don't really have to.
It's just advice.
Just wear green. It's farewell to the queen. Everybody wear green.
Better wear green.
Yeah.
So, Valerie, tell us about how you got involved.
I went to my first Follies in 2011. I had seen the sign and always wanted to be a part of it and watch it. But so I went to my first show, and basically after a kazoo... and a bunch of guys talking about decks, I decided that this was something I really wanted to be involved in. I pretty much started laughing from the very beginning and couldn't stop to the very end. And so I was like, that's it. I need to be a part of this. And so I immediately gathered up a bunch of girlfriends and decided that we needed to have a skit that went against the decks. And so we created our own skit. And came back and I auditioned and was able to get into the show. And on top of that, I was also able to carry the signs. So you have sign girls and boys who carry signs out before every act. And so you get to dress up really fun and kind of flirt with the audience a little bit and the band, and then put the signs up. And
the boys and girls are 21, just so
yeah, yeah, yes, older, yes, I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, gals and men. And so I was able to be a part of that. And so that was like all of a sudden I got to do a skit and be doing signs, and that was pretty much it. I was hooked at that point, and I've been doing a skit or something every year, and I've been doing signs pretty much every year since. I eventually took the baton and became the person who wrangled the sign people, and so... That's what
she
I've
worked
been
her
doing.
Way up through the ranks.
I worked my way up through the ranks. That's right. I started from the bottom and worked my way up.
Grassroots. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
You're not a Nepo baby. None of that. No.
No. And I've been very fortunate to be able to spend time with Kate and Dorothy, who was directing The Follies for a few years. And this year I landed the director position. So fortunately, I know everybody who's in it. So when they get out of line, I just have to shout at them and crack the whip.
Smack them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes I'm not sure if they think it's a punishment or, you know, a reward. So
that's right. Yeah, they probably do see it as a reward. I mean, they yell at me.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh, she yelled at me.
Oh, boy. So you have auditions?
Well, we usually do. We usually have auditions. But I kind of pulled rank this year and said, it's my last year. And I want to bring back some of my favorite acts. So like North Idaho Barbies, Jesus's Brother Bob, you know, some really fun acts that I remember just made me laugh like crazy. And so I reached out to all of them and I said, hey, this is my last year. Would you please come and perform? And every one of them said, oh, absolutely. And so we really didn't have auditions because we just pulled them back. And of course, Pierre will be there with Whip Flirts and... the guys, the big deck is going to be there and the girls will join them. And so, yeah, it's just, but usually auditions take place mid-December, mid-January. And then the director goes out and rehearses with each act to make sure that they're doing okay. So they get some sort of idea. And then, you know, like I said, then we have tech rehearsal on Wednesday of performance week. We have dress rehearsal on Thursday, and then we go live on Friday. So it's really a fresh show. So when we make mistakes, we make mistakes, you know, and all of us. Well, I started directing
in
2011.
It's just part of the show, just so you know.
I know, right?
Well, yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing.
And it's funny. The last year we didn't do it because I had pneumonia. So we had a dance at the Hive instead, but I'm still calling it that was the Follies.
Mm-hmm. The Follies dance.
Yeah, the Follies adjacent, whatever. Yeah, that's what you called it. And so Paul in the RFB, Paul Gunter does all of our technical stuff. He took over from Dave Nygren, who did it since the beginning. And we got together and he said, you know, the guys, RFB and I, were just, you know, it's time to move on. And I said, okay, all right, we can do that. But then I thought about it, and I'm getting to the age where I don't want to retrain someone new or hope that they have the expertise. And Paul and I never realized until the last 3 years that people were coming up to us saying, well, we only come to listen to you two talk to each other. And how long do you rehearse? And it's like, we never rehearse. We just get on stage and go back and forth.
There's
and
a bit of banter there. Yeah.
Yeah. And Paul and I love it. But Paul has decided that maybe we should do a podcast.
Oh, there you go.
I'm like, what would we talk about? Anyway, so yeah. And so it's just kind of a nice way. I don't want to be one of those people that hang on for dear life forever. And I'm a cranky old woman and you do it my way. So I've had a wonderful run. It's been, you know.
And how many years for you on the stage?
20.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you came on not long after the Follies got started. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, they've been going 22 years. Yeah, 20.
Well, how did you get connected way back then?
Well, because...
How long have you lived in town?
I've lived in town 35 years.
Okay. All right. So did you go to the Big Boy Ballet? Did you know what that
was? No,
about?
Because I worked in Spokane at the time. Oh, and so
that's right.
I drove back and forth for 15 years for my job there and I traveled a lot. And so when I finally, you know, decided that I was done doing that, then I heard the advertisement on the radio, come, you know, join the Follies. And I'd already been an angel. And Gail was like, come on, just come audition, make up some stupid song. And so I did. And and there you go.
There you go.
And then the queen was born.
That's how it starts.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny, you become... I just think of it as just a little dorky, you know, one of my personalities. But like out in the community, like people have bowed to me. People have, and I went to a Bruce and Sid Green's Cinco de Mayo party, and I was talking to someone, and this woman came up to me and said, "What is wrong with you?" And I'm like, "What? So many things, but what are you talking about?
Which one?
What are you talking about?
Particular, yeah."
And she said, "You're talking weird." And I'm like, oh, right. You want me to talk like this, like, right, like the queen. And she said, yes, there you are. And I'm like, all right, lovely. So she'd only seen me on the stage. And I hate to admit it, but if my real Irish relatives heard me speak, they'd probably be embarrassed, but my Irish grandfather did live with us forever till he died. So
it's slightly bastardized.
Yeah.
You've been to Ireland.
Oh, many times.
Well, yeah. I mean, do they know there that their alter ego is in Sandpoint? Their alter ego for a queen is, right. is in Sandpoint.
I know people ask me, are you really the Queen of Ireland? Far as you know.
Yeah.
That's right.
My family thinks it's hilarious. It's like, oh, girl, that's so funny, right? Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah. We need royalty in the family. Yeah. But you're Irish. I'm like, yes, I'm Irish. Yeah. Yeah, so it's, I love it. I told everybody to wear a crown, too, that night. And so somebody's like, do you have an extra crown? I'm like, oh, please. Yeah. I have like four. I have one for vacuuming. I have one for...
It's all in a glass case.
Right, right. Here is my first one. Yeah.
So a lot of preparation time goes in to this. And where do the... So that each act is kind of practicing individually. Mm-hmm. You don't all get together until you do the big run through. Where do they do that? Just in living rooms or do they get spaces or?
Everywhere. So you are in your living room. We've done that many, many times. If you're fortunate, you know somebody who has a dance studio or a studio and you can go do it in their space.
Upstairs at iCards.
Upstairs at iCards for sure. I've done that before. There have been multiple places. You just try to find a spot. Most people will be doing it, you know, in their living rooms, practicing with each other and stuff. And it makes it tough because the stage is a certain size. And so if you're practicing and you're in a really tiny space, then the theater feels very large. But if you're in a bigger space, you have to be really mindful that you need to kind of keep it tight because you don't have as much room as you think. So it definitely creates some challenges for sure.
Yeah. And then you put together the run of show. And
yeah. So, you know, it's once you get all of the acts together, then you figure out how you want to lay them out in the show and the timing of it. And then where intermission's going to be. And then you have to think about, since with the sign people, sometimes I like to connect the signs a little bit with the act. It's not really a giveaway, but it's a sneak peek. Sometimes the outfits are coordinated with the theme of the show. And so I get together with the sign people and we talk about what outfits they want. And we go through all our costumes. Somebody like me has like multiple. I have a few friends who have multiple things. So we bring in these big boxes and we just start going through and figuring out what we've got. Some things have been worn way too many times, but who cares? It's fun. And so, you know, there's that, making sure that you're kind of theming things in with the show through costuming and making sure that it flows. So
yeah.
This is the first time of like really me putting together the lineup. So, but I'm very familiar with all of the acts. So
you're amazing. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And, you know, and then telling people, you know, you have 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So I will come out on the stage. I'll be like, you're done now. Okay.
Yeah. I've made it very clear that this is about the Queen of Ireland. And that the more time you spend doing your thing, the time you're taking away. And
ooh,
that's not going to work.
That's guilt.
Yes, it is guilt.
Oh, jeez, were you raised Catholic?
Oh, no, but I definitely, I believe in guilt thoroughly, so.
I don't remember specifically. You got one of those big hooks where you pull them
off. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's been moments where I have threatened to bring a hook, even when I was just doing
or
signs.
Or throw a knife.
I've been back there and like... Yeah, I need to bring the hook next time and pull this person off. And yeah. I did tell everybody that, look, if you keep your skit tighter and shorter, then it'll organically grow with people laughing and doing their thing. If you already start too long, then you're going to lose that. And then it's going to go too long and people aren't going to
be
involved anymore. And so... You got to be quick, get it in there, and, you know, let things happen when they happen, because there will be, you know, people lose a line, something happens. Now all of a sudden you're laughing hysterically on stage. The audience is laughing hysterically on stage and you're trying to figure out how you're going to rein this back in again before so you can start it all over again. So,
yeah. But it is, if you're, I always tell people if they were afraid to be on stage, there is no better audience in the world than the Folly audience because they want to just laugh. They want to laugh. I mean, we've had people, some guy one year just did a weird dance across the stage. It took him 30 seconds and people were like, what was that? And they were all laughing so hard because they couldn't figure out what it was. It didn't make sense. It's like, I don't know. He just wanted to walk across the stage.
Laugh with you, laugh at you.
Right, yeah. Right.
Either way works. Right?
Yeah, either way works. And so it's, that's the thing I'm going to miss. I'm going to miss the audience because they're just so wonderful. And it's just so great, especially in today's climate, just to hear everybody laugh and have a good time and all of us be together. And yeah, I'm going to miss that. I'm really going to miss that.
So you mentioned that politics is, you're kind of leaving that behind because I remember years when there were politics.
Oh, yeah.
And that, strangely enough, was a bigger point of contention than, you know, some of
the naughty,
naughty stuff. Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are looking for places now where we have things that bring people across the political spectrum together.
Right.
Are you, do you think you're succeeding with that? With
With
this, where people who might be kind of loggerheads over their politics, they come in, they leave that behind, and they just enjoy what they're seeing on the stage.
Yeah. Yeah. I really believe so because I've seen Republicans, Democrats, Independents, because I've been in the political arena. I've seen everybody there, and we're just there to laugh. We're just there to have a good time and forget about all the, you know, all the differences and whatever's going on. But, you know, and like you said, it's sort of iconic. Let's just go and have a good time. We've never, you know, we always have security just so because people tend to get a little bit drunk. But we do offer free taxi rides home.
Yes.
We always have. We are angels, you know, are around the auditorium and to make sure that people are not driving home drunk. I know Chief Kuhn said, well, we'll come and help give free rides home. And I'm like, well, I think on the Follies night, they'd be really afraid to get
a free ride somewhere.
Right. So we'll give them free cab rides.
Yeah, but, and they're dressed in costume.
Yeah,
I'm sure that would be.
And knock on wood, we've never had any accidents or anything. So, yeah, but it's been a good run, and I'm very, very grateful for it. And all the people that I have met and all the, you know, I did tell the Angels, I said, you know, I'd be happy to come back and MC if you want me to when you get it together, but I just don't have the capacity to produce it anymore, especially without my team that's going to be there. So,
well, we're hoping that the baton gets picked up.
Yes.
If you're just tuning in, this is the 88.5 KRFY Morning Show, and we're talking today with two of the folks that are putting on the Follies coming up March 6th and 7th. That's Kate McAllister, the Queen of Ireland, and Valerie Moore, the director. And as I mentioned earlier, if you're interested in going to the Follies, I suggest you go to the Panada.org website and get tickets because I actually have been in a position to watch ticket sales come in. And sometimes people are getting 6, 8, 12. Mm. They're buying big blocks because they want to get all their friends there with them.
Yeah.
So it's, again, March 6th and 7th. That's a Friday and Saturday. That's about, 4 weeks off? Three or 4 weeks off?
Yeah.
And actually, I wanted to have this show early talking to you, Kate, because I do know that tickets go early and that I thought, well, if we wait till a week or two before, there might not be any left to get. So
yeah. And we kept them at $30 and then $50 for VIP. The VIPs are sold out, which meant you got in a half hour early. But we really kept them at $30 because I want ordinary people to be able to afford it. I mean, part of the Angels credo is to bring our community together. And I didn't want to, I mean, we could be greedy and say, because as you said, they sell out every year, but that's not what I want.
Mm-hmm. Was it 30 or 35?
30.
I tell you what, we're going to take a little musical break here and get ready for the second part of the show. I want to talk some more about the Follies, but also about the Angels Over Sandpoint and what they do. We're going to listen to some homegrown music here. This is Harold's IGA with Beaver Tom.
Go, Ben.
got your Buffalo skivvies on. The mussel shell and the serpent song. Ramble on, beaver tongue. It's a tough trip through paradise. It's a tough trip through paradise. Beaver Tom, take your drink. Caught up with a band of horse thieves, led by the half-breed called LeBree. Beaver Tom, take your drink. It's a tough trip through paradise. It's a tough trip to paradise. So long, Beaver Tom. Take your whiskey back to Yellowstone. Mussel shells where I belong. So long, Beaver Tom.
And that was Harold's IGA with Beaver Tom, and that's a local band, of course. And we're back in the studio here with Keith McAllister and Valerie Moore talking about the Follies coming up on March 6th and March 7th. And speaking of Harold's IGA, who is fronted by Ben Olson,
uh-huh.
It makes me wonder, is there going to be a news?
Oh, yes.
Local snooze?
There's going to be a snooze.
Ben and Zach. Yeah. And I think Sansari is going to call in. Oh, Katie's going to do
it?
Yeah. Oh, that's even better.
Katie Shook?
No.
Oh,
no.
Katie Archer.
Yes,
oh, yeah,
Katie
okay.
Archer. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah. So that should be fun.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So.
That was one of my favorite things with Trish Gannon and Ernie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, way back in the day when they did it, it was hilarious.
Yeah, and they were with the River Journal.
Yeah.
And Ben and Zach are with the Sandpoint Reader.
Right.
So it is authentic local journalists up there.
Authentic.
And that part may not be politically
that's all right.
Neutral.
We kind of give, you know, I know. But they're so eloquent, though. I mean, the words, you know, when they speak about it, you're like,
Yeah.
It takes you a minute to think about it, but I think I'm excited.
Yeah, it's a really fun riff on stuff that's happening right
local
there locally.
Local politics.
Yeah. And there's plenty of fodder there for him.
Oh, sure.
So, what else do we want to know about the Follies this year? I want to talk a bit about the Angels Over Sandpoint, the time we have left, but the Follies, this is a big fundraiser. Probably the biggest event that happens, that actually all the funds are going to support Angels Over Sandpoint. But in terms of the event itself, what else do we want to mention?
Well, I'd like to mention that, you know, if you haven't bought your tickets, please buy your tickets. I'd love to see you one more time. And also, the Angels, just like all our small businesses, and those of you who know me know I've been putting it out on my Facebook page that we all need to support our local downtown businesses this year because of, you know, a lot of tourism here this year, but also our nonprofits. And, you know, the Angels do a lot of good work in our community. We do the backpacks, you know, fill almost 1,000 backpacks for kids who can't afford it. We help people who kind of fall through the cracks, who need just a little lift up. For example, last night at our meeting, we heard about a mom who is trying to get back on her feet, left an abusive relationship. So we're helping her a little bit and found out that, you know, she doesn't have any home items. So I actually have a box spring and mattress I'm going to give her, and somebody else is donating pots and pans. And so that's what the Angels do, is we're very grassroots, and that's what we've always done. You know, and so we help those. We partner, we collaborate with the Envision Center, which is great. You know, help pay utilities if the elderly don't have a way to pay their utilities. So we do a lot of things of helping people out, just our local community. And so, you know, if you can spare $30, you're not offended by, you know, the F-bomb or, you know, girls in corsets.
Tutus.
Yeah, tutus. Please come to the Follies. I mean, spend that $30 because that will go so far in our community. The Angels also give grants to Priest River Advocates, to other organizations that we can make sure that we can help. We don't always give a lot, but we give what we have because our goal is to whatever comes in goes out. And the Follies is the largest fundraiser that we have every year. It's the one that creates the bridge to get us through till, you know, till we have another fundraiser. So, yeah, and so come out and just laugh. Have a great time. You know, tickets Friday and Saturday night. It's going to be great. We even have we arranged a surprise because someone came to me that I didn't know, and they said, we've always wanted to do this in the Follies. And I said, okay, let's do it. And so it's going to be a great surprise. People are going to be very surprised. And so just come out and let's be with one another and let's laugh and be goofy and weird and then go back to our lives, and when things are crazy, we can remember why we laughed.
Mm-hmm. So anybody we should name check for the Follies here? I'm thinking of somebody named Paula Marchenko.
Oh! She's been on my production team since the beginning. Elise Ermentrout does all our tickets. Paula does all the marketing and ad sales. Mm. And for those of you who don't know her, you do not say no to Paula when she's coming around selling you a $30 ad. Just so you know, be forewarned, you can lock your doors. Elise Ermentrout does all our tickets. Connie Pierce is our front of house. Olivia Luther is our decor, right? Am I missing anybody? Right. And Val is our director. Of course, we got Paul and Dave Pekka and Alva for RFB. Let's see. I can't think of. And then all the Angels. You know, come and support it and volunteer. And, you know, and of course, the Panada, it's such a great place to perform. It truly, truly is. And we love it. We love it. And so, yeah, just come out and have fun. Keep your mind open and have a good time. It's okay for everybody to be naughty once in a while.
It's a great, you know, it's just a great way to come into town and have a meal and be with your friends and go be entertained. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the biggest thing is just being able to have fun with your friends and just enjoy watching people being silly on stage and thinking, gosh, I wish I was doing that. And then on the other hand going, man, I'm glad I'm not the one up there.
Right. Well, and it helps our local businesses, you know.
Oh, sure.
Especially in alcohol sales.
Right. Well, that and, you know,
dinner food. And dinner. Absolutely.
Yeah, make it a night.
And stay in town.
Yeah, and the local businesses this time of year can really use the added business for sure.
Yeah, so that's just my, you know, after running the chamber for 14 years.
Yeah.
I love my small businesses. Yeah. So.
And March is, you know, frankly, not the nicest month around here typically because of the weather. So it's a great escape for that too.
Yeah.
So on the Angels Over standpoint, you gave us a little idea the many different ways they support the community.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about the history of the Angels? Is it concurrent with the Follies or did they come
No. So Kathy Pelland was a wonderful woman. If you ski, Kathy's Yard Sale is named after her. She was one of the...
She worked at Schweitzer.
Yeah, she worked at Schweitzer. Yeah, she was one of the Rude Girls along with Gail Finley. And so she was killed and she would go to yard sales and get you whatever you needed. My husband was a benefactor of one of her yard sale shopping. And she died on the Long Bridge, got killed by a drunk driver. And so at her celebration of life, there were all the Rude Girls, and they looked up and saw this cloud formation and said, oh, look, another angel over Sandpoint.
Mm.
And so they got together, including Paula Marcinko, and decided, let's keep her joy and her gift of giving going on. And so that's how it started, just sort of a bunch of ladies. And it started in 97. And like I said, I joined in 99. And that's, you know, we held a lot of dances. We just did things to really bring people together.
The Rude Girls Ball.
Oh, man. Yeah. And so it really is about carrying on Kathy's legacy. And to date, I think we've given away over $2 million, $2.5 million or something like that. You know, and that's remarkable for our little town, but people want to help. And, you know, we're the group that'll take a dollar. If that's all you got, we'll take a dollar. We'll take $5 and we'll make that go as far as we possibly can. And it's just a really great organization. And even better is I'm seeing young faces at the Angels meetings now, which is really fabulous. You know, and so hopefully we'll be getting more of the young people in that can kind of take over from us old broads, and we can just come to the meetings and listen to all the great things that they're doing. And yeah, so it's really a sweet little organization that's been around a long time and really doing our best to take care of local. And that's what we do, is we take care of our local community.
And you can see more about Angels Over Sandpoint at angelsoversandpoint.org. Or .com. I think either one gets you there, but .org is the main website. So do you have like members? Is there
there's about, I think we're up to 60 members, I think, right now. And it's $40 a year to join the Angels. And what they do is $20 goes into the Angels Fund, and then the other $20 goes to a fund that... when we get together and, you know, if we have pizza or we do something, then that's for that little fun. But for the dues, everything else goes strictly into the Angels General Fund. But and so it's just a great group. And, you know, it gets bigger all the time. They're going to be in the Winter Carnival Parade. They're going to march in the 4th of July Parade and, you know, just fun costumes and being loud. And but, you know, it's so great when you're out in the community and you hear somebody say, the Angels help me win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Angels help me win. And I remember being a single mom and my car broke down and I just needed $300 to fix my car. And people would say, take it out of your savings. And I would say, what is that? I don't have that. And so we walked for a month until I could save up the money to fix my car. But if I had known about the Angels or there was that kind of group, then I simply would have gone to them and say, I just need a little bit of help.
Yeah.
And then they would have helped. And so that's kind of what attracted me to the Angels, is that they're just not out looking for, you know, really desperate cases. They're just ordinary people who something happened, your car breaks down or you have to go to the dentist. And, you know, so I have a great affinity for the Angels. I really do. I'll always be a part of the Angels, even if I'm not in the Follies. So,
There's so much need out in the community, and they're meeting needs of people that are just kind of have a random need.
At
the moment, along with the backpack program.
Oh yeah,
which is a big thing for kids in schools. Yeah.
Yep.
And Kathy Pellon, did you know Kathy?
No.
Yeah.
She died before. I moved here in 94.
Yeah. She was great. She was very prominent in the community. And she said she was infamous for her yard selling.
Yeah.
because there's actually a yard sale culture here in this town.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Cruise around and get stuff. And it was kind of really apropos when the Schweitzer named that run after, because she worked at Schweitzer for many years.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kathy's yard sale. Well, in skiing terms, a yard sale is when you have a big wreck.
And you lose everything.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And, I don't know if she ever had a wreck on that particular run, but it's a neat run. It's actually one of my favorite runs on the mountain. So,
yeah.
And I think about her a lot. And her husband, Ray Pellon, was prominent in the community back in those days, too. And it was just so tragic when she died in a wreck on the Long Bridge, hit by a drunk driver.
Yeah, and I think that's why we are so aware of making sure people get home safely.
Yeah.
Because that's the reason we started. And so we watch everybody. And even from the stage, if I see somebody that's a little bit, you know, I'll talk to a person and say, please watch and make sure that they get home okay, or make sure they're not driving. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, I feel bad for designated drivers at night.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so if you want to know more about Angels Over Sandpoint, go to that website, angelsoversandpoint.org, and hey, sign up.
That's right.
And you don't have to be a female angel.
We have male angels. I can't remember what we call them. Clarences.
Clarences.
There we are.
Yeah. Remember from It's a Wonderful Life, Clarence the Angel. Yeah.
Oh,
so
great.
They're called the Clarences.
Yeah. So you can be a Clarence.
Yes, you can be a Clarence. Exactly.
As well as an angel.
That's right.
Yeah. And again, the Follies are coming up March 6th and March 7th. Mm-hmm. And do go get tickets early because you don't want to get... go there, and when there's no tickets to be had, that's at panada.org, and then go to the events, and you'll see that...
The Follies
there, yeah. And anything else that you would like to put out, Kate McAllister or Valerie Moore?
Again, I just want to thank everybody for all the years. It's been wonderful. I'm going to bow out gracefully. But I just thank you for everything.
With and probably an F-bomb from the Queen or two.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. No. Oh, maybe three.
Yeah.
Three's my favorite number.
Only from the stage.
Oh, right, right.
Only
so,
from the stage.
Yeah. So please come out and enjoy one more time with me. And the theme is Farewell to the Queen, Everybody Wear Green. And if you have a crown, wear a crown, because we're all kings and queens. Mm-hmm. How's that?
Yeah, I like that.
Like that.
Okay, well, Kate and Valerie, thank you for coming in and taking time to tell us a bit about the Follies and the Angels today. We are going to take a musical break. I'll come back with just a couple things. And so here is Bruce Springsteen, The Streets of Minneapolis. Be back in about 4 minutes.
Through the winter's ice and cold, down Nicollet Avenue, a city of flame fought fire and ice 'neath an occupier's boots. King Trump's private army from the DHS, guns belted to their coats, came to Minneapolis to enforce the law, or so their story goes. Against smoke and rubber bullets in the dawn's early light, citizens stood for justice, their voices ringing through the night. And there were bloody footprints where mercy should have stood, and two dead left to die on snow-filled streets, Alex Pretty and Renee Good. Oh, Minneapolis, I hear your voice singing through the bloody mist. We'll take our stand for this land and the stranger in our midst. Here in our home they killed and roamed in the winter of 26. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis. Trump's federal thugs beat upon his face and his chest. Then we heard the gunshots, and Alex Pretty lay in the snow dead. Their claim was self-defense, sir. Just don't believe your eyes. It's our blood and bones and these whistles and phones against Miller and Noam's dirty lies.